We started by saying let's look at Jehoshaphat and some of the characteristics of him. And so in the absence of a brother who makes lists, I'd like to make a list of three things that we read of Jehoshaphat doing. The first thing, he made his position against Israel, and we have spoken that about that. But this is where he started, and it was well known that Ahab, the king of Israel, did exceedingly more wickedness than any before him. And this is a fact, as has been said, and Jehoshaphat took his stand. He saw that, he recognized it, he drew a line. He said, here it is. And then in verse 6, he removed the high places and the Asherim. How often have we heard of that in the Old Testament? He's not the first one to have done it, and he certainly wasn't the last one. And it's amazing how these things creep in. He had drawn a line. There was evil. His conscience was reached, but not the conscience of the people. And so the challenge is for each one of us, have we ourselves individually taken that stand? We are part of a fellowship that has been greatly blessed by the Lord. But where is our individual stand? Have we taken those Asherah? Have we thrown them aside? What are the Asherah in our lives? The gods of sport, of finance, of large whatever. North America, everything is large, so whatever you pick it, right? Large. What is that? Do we always say to ourselves, what is in it for me? Is that the Asherah that we are serving? What's in it for me? Or do I look to further the interests of the people? And that's what he does next. In verse 12, he built fortresses and store cities in Judah. He built up the people. He strengthened the nation. He strengthened the people. And so these are three things that we can read of Jehoshaphat and what he had done. It was mentioned that we can become complacent. Once the strengthening is done, once perhaps conscience is reached, lines are drawn, there's still work to be done. Brother Diego once made a comment to me, and I've never forgotten this. Brother Diego likes tomatoes, big, juicy tomato. And he was talking about picking tomatoes, and he said that tomatoes are either ripening or they're rotting. I've never forgotten that. The work continues on. We cannot stop. In chapter 18, Jehoshaphat stopped. And that's when the problem comes. He had once drawn a line against Ahab, but now he allies himself with Ahab. And how have we stopped? How have we allied ourselves with the world? How have we made decisions that not only affect our own life, but those who are watching us? And it was mentioned that in chapter 23, there's now this daughter-in-law, right? And the decisions that were made now led to that. And so we all have a responsibility here to carry on for the Lord, to stand firm, and as was said in Jeremiah chapter 6, to choose that way and follow it.